I recall the first time I went to Tonopah, you know, I'd only been working about maybe 6 weeks at the time. And they told us to report to a certain place out in the, out there on the range. And we went out there, and the lieutenant, who I had never seen before, he's looking around. He says, "You, yes, sir." He said, "You ever work at Ground Zero before?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Come here." He said, "Over there on the other side of the valley, at the where all those arcs come together, you see that that point over there?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You go over there, and at, I don't know, sometime, you know, 4 o'clock or something, they're going to have a dry run, and if the dry run is good, then they're going to put the lid on the box, what they call the red shack. It was the arming and firing equipment for the weapon. They're going to put the lid on it, and they'll lock it up, and they'll tell you who can have access to it in the morning, and you write that down and pass it on to the guy that relieves you for the night shift, you know." "Yes, sir." So I jump my pickup truck, go over there, and these guys are fooling around in this little pit they got there in the ground, you know, and I don't know nothing from nothing, and they got these little things they call sugar loads, which they hook up to the various signal devices to make sure that they that the signal gets through, and they sound like a firecracker when they go off, you know. I mean, they're kind of loud. And mm-hmm. I'm sitting there, and these guys are counting this thing down, you know, and they get to zero, and these things go banging up. Well, you know, I don't know what's going on. I'm looking around here. So anyway, nobody seems to think anything about it. So I thought, well, I better not think anything about it either, you know, or let on like I do. So I get in my pickup truck, and I'm sitting there. These guys put the lid on that thing, lock it up, and they leave. And a couple other guys come driving up, and they got a little barrel in the back of the pickup truck. And they opened the tailgate, and they grabbed the barrel, and they set it out on the ground, and they started to drive off. And I say, "Hey, what's that?" He said, "Oh, that's the bomb."
In the barrel?
In the barrel. And I said, "Oh." He said, "Don't let anybody have it." And I said, "You got it." And here I am. I got a revolver with six rounds of ammunition in it, and I got, I don't know, 6 or 12 rounds of ammunition on my belt someplace, you know, and an atom bomb.